the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Lifetime Planning. I'm Justine Hall. I'll be sitting down once a month with our lead wealth advisors, Becky Sutton and Aaron Wiegman, and we're going back to the basics of financial planning. Our goal is to make financial planning accessible, understandable, and to arm you with information you need so you're able to create a successful financial future for you, your family, your community, and for everything else that's important to you. So you've heard from Becky and Aaron on the podcast before, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves again. So if you both want to say a little bit about yourselves and the work that you do at Financial Sense.
Hi, I'm Becky Sutton. I'm one of the lead wealth advisors here at Financial Sense. I've been with the firm for about 5 years now. I am a certified financial planner as well as a chartered financial analyst. We work with our clients to develop financial plans, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a moment. And here's Aaron.
Yeah, I'm Aaron Wiegman. I joined Financial Sense last year, and you've heard from me a little bit on the podcast a few months ago, but looking forward to being on here once again and chatting with you about financial planning. So let's make it accessible and not make it weird.
That's exactly our goal. And today we're going to discuss the basics of financial planning. So why you would want a financial plan, when you should get one, as well as some current issues that could affect your financial decisions and that you should be aware of. So basically, our first question, what is financial planning? Is it a one-time thing? Like once you have a plan, you're done? Or is it a continuous process? Sort of what is financial planning?
You know, I think in general, financial planning is going to mean different things to different people. But the overall process of it is really just kind of understanding what your circumstances are, both personally and financially, you know, just knowing what's going to make that person tick. You know, what's important to them, what their values around money are, and then, of course, what their goals, you know, what's going to take some money, what's going to take some planning for them to achieve. And then we have to understand, of course, what they're working with. Once we know what it is that they're working with, then it's just a matter of identifying, analyzing what it is that they have, what kind of course of action they've already been on, and then developing some recommendations and some options for them to be able to achieve those goals and maybe some things that they hadn't thought about before. And then we were able to present those recommendations. And then once we wind up getting to some recommendations that everyone's in agreement with, you know, then it's, of course, it's a matter of implementing that stuff. You know, and once we wind up implementing that, it's not as though the process is necessarily over. So it's kind of a wash, rinse, repeat kind of a thing, because things are going to change in someone's life. The economy is going to change. Their job is going to change. Things in their family is going to change. And so you wind up starting that process all the way back over again.
And what I would say about this is that, you know, everything is true that Aaron said, but don't let it overwhelm you. It's not an overwhelming process, because it's a matter of talking to you about what you want and what you need and putting into place things that you can do. So it's just bringing some discipline and a roadmap to your financial success.
I like that, a roadmap to your financial success. So what are the stages of financial planning? What happens from when someone would make their first call when they decide, okay, maybe I should get a roadmap for my financial future, or they kind of start thinking, maybe I should start thinking about a financial plan? So what happens from that initial call to when you meet with an advisor to actually get that plan?
You know, what I like to do when I first talk to somebody about a financial plan, first of all, make sure that a plan works for them. But I also want to get a sense of the people that I'm working with. I want to know who they are, what makes them tick, what they're looking for, what their experiences have been, because that, I think, is really important when you're developing a plan so that you have to buy into it. You have to buy into, you know, the recommendations and the options that we have.
Well, and I think, like, to your point, when you look at two spouses, they're coming from different angles and different ways around dealing with money. And so it's really important for us to be able to get the input from both spouses, you know, what's important to each one of them, because they're going to have different needs. Different things are going to be important to each one of those people. So we want to make sure that we have agreeance on what it is that we're trying to accomplish there. Because if we don't have that kind of input, you know, it's going to be really hard to implement a plan without that kind of consideration.
And in fact, sometimes when we're talking to one of the spouses, usually is what we're doing, about doing a financial plan, you know, it's really important, and we tell them, we need your spouse to be there. I know that you make all the financial decisions in your relationship, but it's important that they're part of the what we're talking about and why we're talking about it.
And are there any important things that people should do to prepare for going into that meeting? Like before they meet with you, are there certain things they should have a conversation about before they're coming in, or any things to think about as they prepare to come in for the meeting?
You know, I kind of think about that. That's a good question, but I don't know that they really need to, because hopefully Aaron and I or any financial planner can pull that out of you, what we need to, you know, determine whether a financial plan is right for you. And I mean, obviously, we're going to need things like where your money is, how you're invested now, what your goals are. We're going to need all those things. But, you know, to prepare ahead of time.
Yeah, I guess like don't make it too overwhelming in the first step, you know, because I mean, if I've never met you before and I'm going to sit here and ask you about all of your life's goals and needs and wants, I mean, hey.
You're pretty personal, pretty quick.
Yeah, getting real deep, yeah. Real quick. So, yeah, don't, I guess, come in with an open mind, I guess, because it that first meeting that we have, it's less about the dollars and cents than it is about just kind of like opening up about what it is that you want to accomplish by actually going through this kind of a process.
And so then after you get a plan, then what happens? Is it sort of you have your plan and now you have your actionable steps of what you can do? Or what happens once you've received that plan from your financial planner?
I guess if you think about it in a different sense. So, you know, if you were to go to a trainer, you know, it's the new year.
Yeah.
A lot of people are getting in shape or at least talking about it.
Yes.
You know, so and the same kind of goes for a financial plan. So if you think about it in that kind of a sense where, you know, what are you trying to accomplish here? But if I give you a workout plan and a diet plan and we don't put any of that in place, well, it's probably not going to help if I continue to, you know, eat my pizza and drink my beer while I'm watching the football game, which I will be doing this weekend as the Packers defeat the Niners. Sorry, people who are Niners fans. But, you know, that's kind of the way it goes. And then, you know, it's a lifetime of, you know, your needs and your wants and your goals are going to change as time goes on.
And, you know, what I would also add to that is sometimes we may give you a laundry list of things that are recommended that you do. And, you know, sometimes it's baby steps. Sometimes it's just do this little thing, then we'll move on to the next thing and the next thing, and we'll work together throughout that process. It's you don't have to do it all at once, but certainly, I mean, we all hear about people that get living trusts and they have that living trust sitting on the shelf, but they've never done anything with it. It's not going to do them any good if anything happens to them. You have to actually put your account in the living trust. So it's the same concept here. You can get the financial plan, but unless you at least start moving towards implementing it, implementing the recommendations, it's not going to help you.
And to Aaron's point, if anyone's goal was to get into financial shape for 2020, we had an excellent Millennial Monday podcast 2 weeks ago at the start of January. So if you have any questions about that, be sure to listen to that podcast as well, getting into financial shape in 2020. But when should someone get a financial plan? Are there certain catalysts in life when it's like, this is a good time to get a financial plan? Or is it kind of any time? Are there any specific times when someone should think about getting a plan?
Well, I would say one of the most common times that we hear from people about a financial plan is about 5 years or at retirement.
30 days.
Yeah.
We
can still work with you. Don't get me wrong. But it's always better to plan a little bit more ahead because there's things that you can do, you know, during accumulation stage or when you're planning for your kids' college. You don't want to come to us and say, okay, next year my kids are going to college. Well, you know, what are you going to do then? So trying to get a grasp of a plan ahead of time.
Yeah, I think people in different stages of life are going to have different needs and needs why they're going to go to a financial planner. So, I mean, if you look at that young family, there's needs of maybe there's kids, there's a large mortgage, you know, there's only so much cash flow to be going around. And so in different stages of life, if there's only so much cash flow, you kind of have to identify once again, what's the goals? Yeah. What are my needs? What's important to me? And then you have to be able to allocate that appropriately, because when we're talking about a financial plan, there's lots of different, you know, different topics, different areas. And sometimes when you wind up running into someone and they say, this is important to me, but this is how I'm allocating my funds, or these are the money decisions that I'm making, those two things aren't in alignment. You know, so it doesn't necessarily matter if it's a young family, if it's a empty nesters, or if you're about to get to retirement, there's different strategies that we wind up putting in place for people.
Do you also help people figure out what their financial goals should be? If someone says, you know, retirement is a goal, or saving for my kids' college, but if someone's maybe a little bit unsure, do you have ways that you can help someone figure out, well, here are some of the goals that maybe you should be working toward?
When you're talking to a client and you're getting a sense of who they are, you're asking questions. And I think because you're asking questions, things come out that maybe they haven't thought of before. Are you going to relocate when you retire?
Right.
That might make a big difference in how you plan for the future. When you retire, I want to retire at 58, which, you know, we hear that a lot. But the reality is they can't until they're 60 or 65. So once again, I think just getting to know the clients and asking questions to develop those goals and issues.
And how does a financial plan help someone? So I feel like we've covered a lot of these topics, but if you could give like a broader statement of why a financial plan really is a necessary and valuable tool for pretty much anyone.
Well, I think with a lot of things, I mean, people wind up getting advice from places that may not be tailor-made to them. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you're speaking to your coworker about what kind of stock it is that they're buying in their portfolio on E-Trade or wherever it winds up being, that may not be something that's right for you. You know, and the same thing with different financial advice. Or if you're reading a financial column that's, you know, tailored to one person, that may not be tailored to you. So the whole idea here is to be able to get something that's going to be tailored to you and your needs, that's going to be able to, as efficiently as possible, address your goals and get you there.
And, you know, just to sort of follow on with what you had originally said, Aaron, about going to the gym, so on and so forth, it not only gives you the roadmap, but it gives you discipline. It's like, okay, save this much every single month and put it here. And you set it up so that it happens. And once things are set up to happen, it becomes automatic. So I think the financial plan gives you discipline. And it also opens, I think, your eyes to what you've been doing and where you could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you look at it, I've read different industry studies that actually show that, depending on the study that you look at, somewhere between 1 and 4% of extra return just by dealing with a financial advisor or financial planner, just because of the discipline and the, you know, the tax efficiency and all those different things that kind of go into it. I mean, you look at all the different areas that we cover in a financial plan. So, I mean, you're looking at, you know, where you are today, what your cash flow looks like, your investments, how you should be appropriately allocated, whether it be retirement planning, tax planning, you know, the protection and insurance planning. I mean, that's something that doesn't get brought up enough, I think, with advisory type things, you know, estate planning. And then if you have college age kids or kids who are going to be going to college, all that stuff, we're helping you try and figure out how to best allocate funds to try and achieve those things. Because if you're super focused and dialed in on one area, well, that's going to affect all the other stuff too.
What are some current and changing issues that can affect financial decisions? So I know everyone's heard a lot about the new SECURE Act. And last week, Jim did an in-depth podcast with one of our other wealth advisors, Crystal Kessler, covering many of the changes that have come from these new rules with the SECURE Act. But what are some factors that can affect financial decisions?
Well, I think, you know, anytime there's a new law or regulation, it could potentially affect what you're doing in your financial plan. The reality is just life in general. If something happens, someone loses a job, you get divorced, you lose a spouse. I mean, anything dramatic can change the direction of your financial plan and how you implement.
You know, a lot of times in looking at a financial plan, I mean, you're making a lot of assumptions over a really long period of time. And so everything that we wind up having in those assumptions, whether it's be taxes, returns on investments, you know, what's happening in your life, all of those different things are going to change. And so your financial plan is going to be a living, breathing kind of a thing. And we're going to have to change accordingly with that. So when I look at a financial plan, I look at that with a client. I say, the only thing guaranteed about this is that these numbers are not going to look the same in 10 years. I don't know what they're going to exactly look like. But what we're trying to do is build a framework around that so you can make the smartest decisions possible to help you get there.
All right. Well, do you guys have any closing thoughts or any other tidbits you want to add about financial planning and why financial plans are really important for everyone's financial health and financial future?
I would say, even if you're not sure, have a conversation. You know, we're here. You can call us anytime. we would love to talk to you. And, you know, we will tell you, it sounds like you might want to at least look at this, or you've got it down. You're already disciplined. You're already doing this, that, and the other thing. So I would say at least put it out there.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we wind up getting questions from, you know, clients or, you know, people who are calling into us and talking about things. And they'll ask us, like, in-depth questions about what should I do about this topic? Sometimes it's just a necessary thing to be able to do a full financial plan. Because, you know, I got a question about what should I do about this retirement account and how much money should I be taking out? Well, that's going to spread into all different areas of your finances. And so those are the kinds of things that's it's necessary to do the whole plan just because I don't know where that one decision is going to spread.
Right.
And I want to make sure that I'm giving you the best information, the best advice possible. And I can't do that without going into the full thing.
Of course, just one question. It's a holistic process.
Right.
You got to answer everything.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if anyone wants to get in touch with Becky or Aaron, they can give us a call at Financial Sense at 888-486-3939 or visit us online at financialsense.com, where we have more information about financial planning. And if anyone wants to email you guys directly, what are your email addresses?
And my email address is becky.sutton@financialsense.com. It's Becky with an I, B-E-C-K-I dot S-U-T-T-O-N at financialsense.com.
And I'm Aaron Wiegman, Aaron.Wiegman. That's A-A-Ron dot W-I-E-G-M-A-N at financialsense.com.
And if anyone has any suggestions or questions about topics they'd like to hear Becky and Aaron talk about on the next month's podcast, or any questions about financial planning, feel free to give us a call via the contact us page on financialsense.com. We're excited to have this new segment of the podcast and to answer questions about finances and financial planning. So thanks for listening, and we hope everyone has a great week, and we'll be back again next month.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.